Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Canned Air, your tribute to pop culture. I am Jeremy Colley, and returning to the show today, you've seen the cover art already. The co-creator of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Kevin Eastman, joins me again. Stops by for just a little bit to talk about the upcoming Last Ronin 2 Re-Evolution coming out March 6th, and to touch on the 40th anniversary tour he's going to be doing all year long, going to be making all kinds of appearances all around the world. So, check those dates. I'll leave a link in the description so you can find out where he's going to be. But before I cut you over to our conversation, don't forget to find us on Twitter at CannedAirPod, on Instagram, Canned_Air, and on TikTok at CannedAirPodcast. And over at CannedAirPodcast.com, there's a few different ways you can support us: a Patreon tab and a merch tab. I don't think I need to explain what's happening on each of those tabs, but a few different ways you can give us a little bit of your hard-earned money and get something in return. And of course, just want to shout out our network, Evergreen Podcast Network, the network that we and so many other awesome podcasts are, grateful to be a part of. So check them out, evergreenpodcast.com. And I'm going to quit yakking and just cut it right over to my conversation with Kevin Eastman. Welcome back, man. It's great to have you. It always is. Such an honor to talk with you.
My absolute pleasure. Great to be here.
Now, when we last spoke, I think it was right at the heels, wrapping up of The Lost Years, which was fantastic. Got to see Michelangelo's journey leading to the events of The Last Ronin, and then see the new Turtles and Casey Marie's, the events happening after the events. And now, just a few days away, March 6th, the release of The Last Ronin 2, Re-Evolution. Cannot wait to see this, man. I did get to see a few sample pages on IGN.com. which looked awesome. Casey Marie and her crew kicking ass. She looks amazing. Can't wait for NECA to get a hold of that so I can put that on the shelf. But not looking for spoilers, but what can you tell us about The Last Ronin 2?
It was really quite a challenge to come up with a story that we, felt worthy to tell, because we had so, Last Ronin itself was so intense and so emotionally distressing, but also where we wanted to be on every level. It was a story that needed to be told, and we felt like with Last Ronin 2, we didn't want to kind of come up with a wash, rinse, and repeat sort of attitude. It was really something that had to tell an important story and really focus on the fact that that's why we call it Re-Evolution. Is when you look at the events of the original Turtles and the series of accidents and things that happened and how those pieces of their world fell together. You put a bit of destiny there, you put a bit of comic book science, of course, and you put all those pieces. In this one, it was the origin of the new Turtles was engineered, if you will. It was done for some personal reasons, some other reason. It sort of hits a number of other emotional levels that we wanted to tell, as well as, finding a specific and strong, meaningful purpose for these new Turtles. Two female, two male, in this whole new world, 16 years after the events of everything that's taken place in Last Ronin 1. So it was a lot of discussion, a lot of talk, a lot of ideas are thrown out, and it really took a while for Tom and I to get fully to say, this is a story we're telling and we want to tell it, and get the band back together to do it.
A great band it is, too. My God.
Oh my goodness,
yeah. But I would imagine, it to be a whole new challenge. You're still dealing with four Turtles, but four Turtles with whole new personalities. I'm sure that evolves as you write as well.
Yeah, totally. It's funny. I was having this conversation with Jeff Rowe, who directed the Mutant Mayhem movie, he's mid-30s, and he said the biggest challenge that they had writing dialogue for teenagers for that movie, like real true teenagers. I said, you know, honestly, you had a couple old guys, Tom and I'm older than Tom, but I said, we're, you know, it's set in the future, but we're still trying to write an attitude that you might resemble something that a teenager would be at that space and time. Because there's key elements to, you know, I don't care if it's 50s, 60s or 70s, there's still issues in teenagers, which I had, and I think you probably had
when you were a teenager. Of course.
Some things are consistent, but yeah, it was a challenge to bring them to bear and discover their personalities. Cause you know, again, we don't want to say, oh, this one's like Raphael and that one's like Leo and that stuff. You know, you have some of those components, but you know, in any group, I guess, but yeah, it's lots of challenges.
I'm sure it's going to be amazing. How many part series are we looking at?
This one's going to be, we want to do the same as the first. It'll be a 5-part series, 40 pages each, the oversized format that we set up for that original series. And because we feel like it gives you enough room and enough maneuverability to really, it's 200 pages, so you get to really dig in and tell a story that has a lot of meat on the bones, has a lot of detail, has a lot of layers, and you can sort of bring you in and bring the fans in and give them a lot of stuff to discover and, sure. And, you know, coming up with the cliffhangers, we've got some, you know, it's I love having that kind of a format. That's a lot of room to work with.
You guys are great with those cliffhangers, by the way. But this is a premature question, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But, you know, seeing the new Turtles, Yi, Odin, Moja, Uno, and of course, you know, their leader, Casey Marie, you know, we see them in the Lost years, get a taste of them and already in love with them. And I'm sure after Last Ronin 2, we're going to love them even more. Outside the Last Ronin 2 or the Last Ronin arc, is there any possibility? Have you ever thought about an ongoing series with this new generation of Turtles or no?
Not yet, but we had, when we really got seriously into the weeds, so to speak, in discussing what we wanted to say with Last Ronin 2, we didn't want to, we felt that there's, we would design it in a way that they would leave room for a very specific third series, which would be again 5 issues, 40 pages each. That would be the I feel like we've got a good foundation for ideas that would do that, and I would do that. And then I think after that, say that if we did obviously the Last Ronin Re-Evolution series 2 will complete this year, then logically, we could really go into a third season, a third series next year with what we have in mind. And we're thinking now as we're going through this of where we want it to be and where we want this to end again, you know, to have an ending, but with a door that's kind of cracked open that you can definitely go further with it. So after that, I think if it's something that Nickelodeon and IDW wants to do, I think I'd sort of go, well, Tom and I, we've had our say, we've had a thing. Let's leave it at that and go on, because this year, especially with the 40th anniversary and the kinds of things that we have in the Turtle universe, especially the IDW Turtle universe, is so much fun. At the same time, bittersweet that, you know, Sophie Campbell's wrapping up at issue 150, but we've got another wonderful writer to jump in, you know, on the heels of Tom Waltz and Sophie Campbell. Jason Aarons is coming in and is doing a year run. And then we've got the ongoing Saturday morning, all new stories that Eric Burnham's doing. I feel like we've got, you know, we've sort of hit all of the areas of Turtles that we want to, and having a blast doing it. And it's being, and they're selling, and it's doing good. Happy to have that.
I'm excited to see what happens after 150. That's right around the corner. I just think a few issues away, right?
Crazy, right? You know, and it does. It was seeing, you know, even like Tom and I were talking about it recently. We get together regularly for story discussion, and was like, you know, and he's already kind of, you know, we're kind of looking and going like, is it already been 50 issues since we finished issue 100? Like, you know, what? But yeah, it's and what a great run that Sophie's had, and we all have enjoyed it. I've enjoyed it immensely. So
yeah, same here. And you just mentioned the 40th anniversary. Congratulations to you, man. What an accomplishment. have a 40th anniversary tour in the works. You're going to a lot of comic shops, 13 different conventions, going around the world, Mexico, France, Canada, Greece. My God, how much fun the next year is going to be for you.
No, it's great. Well, you know, first, you know, I gotta flip it back on you guys with the congratulations. You know, we wouldn't be here without, you know, you guys supporting all these crazy turtle adventures we've been doing. And it really is wonderful, this 40th anniversary tour. You know, not only, as you mentioned, we get to go do a victory lap with the Escoza brothers and Luis Antonio Delgado on their home turf in Mexico City in mid-March, where our second official show, as you said, is Kansas City, you know, Planet Comic Con. We've been there a number of times, and we love all the shows that we do. And then even looking, you know, fast forwarding to April, we're going to be up in New Hampshire with some of the original crew that were at the first show, you know, back in the day. So, but yeah, it's amazing. It's to think that you know, we're at 40 already, and still got the greatest job and having the greatest time, and seeing fans all over the world. It was amazing when we were our first kickoff show was in Italy in January, and they had just released the Last Ronin, the original, the collection, the Last Ronin, the first series, like 3 weeks before we got there. And we had done, you know, shows in Italy before, so that we knew there were fans, but it was like, holy shit, the reaction was even crazier, that they had the same reaction that fans here had in the States.
Right.
Over there, the series sold out. Panini was already back at press. The fans that came up, every one of them had a Last Ronin hardcover, and were, you know, like, ooh, it's so emotional. And so we were just, you know, you get floored by that, you know. Yeah. It's like, what a special moment.
I can't imagine. How incredible, man. And again, congratulations to you. I saw on that list of appearances, you're going to be in Cincinnati, which isn't far from here. I'll have to come say hi to you again.
You got to come say hi.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll put in the description of this episode all your appearances and a link to the website so people can find out where you're going to be and come see you. But until then, man, Kevin, thank you so much for taking time to be here. And congratulations on all your success, man.
Thanks. Well, it's always great to talk to you. Great to be here, and appreciate your support. So look forward to our next interview. Looking forward to see what you had in the background.
Yeah, absolutely, man. We'll circle back here in about 6 months. I can grill you on Last Ronin too.
Look forward to it.
Me too. Right. Thanks, Kevin.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too, man.
Cowabunga.
All right, everyone. And once again, that was Kevin Eastman, co-creator of the Ninja Turtles. I want to thank him so much for taking time to stop by. Every time he stops by, man, you'd think I'd be a little less nervous each time or get a little desensitized to it. And not the case. You guys know how big of a Turtles fan I am. And it's always as exciting as the first time to have him on the show. So big thanks to him. Check him out on social media at Kevin Eastman, TMNT, and go to KevinEastmanStudios.com to not only see where he's going to be in the future, but all kinds of stuff that they sell on there, including some 40th anniversary merchandise. There's a commemorative coin on there that looks pretty darn cool. I'm a fool for coins, so I think I might have to get that one. I think that's going to do it for this episode. So once again, don't forget to find us on Twitter at CannedAirPod, on Instagram at Canned_Air, and on TikTok at CannedAirPodcast. And head over to CannedAirPodcast.com. You can check out some of our past episodes, see some of our special guests. And of course, that's where our merch and Patreon links are. A few different ways for you to give us some of your hard-earned cash. Get something in return. Support the show. And if you want to support the show but don't have the financial means to do so, just go to your podcast player of choice. Leave us a like and review, because that really helps us out. Doesn't just make us feel good. I mean, it does make us feel good. Don't get me wrong, but that's not why we ask you to do it. Those things get us more exposure. So that's a free way for you to support us. And once again, evergreenpodcastnetwork.com, check them out along with the other, you know, we're a part of that network along with a lot of other great podcasts. So check them out, evergreenpodcasts.com. Big thanks once again to Kevin Eastman for stopping by. And until next time, I am Jeremy Colley. Be excellent to each other, everyone. We'll be right back.
This has been a Canned Air production.
I'm a grown-up.
Me too.
Yep, me too. But you know, these days, being a grown-up can really suck.
Luckily, we're grown-ups who grew up in the coolest generation.
We had video arcades.
And also some of the best TV and movies ever made.
We lived the origin of awesome consumer electronics. The list goes on and on.
Yep, Generation X.
Exactly.
And we're Gen X Grown-Up.
Every week, the Gen X Grown-Up podcast explores media, tech, toys, games, and more from both yesterday and today.
Through the eyes of Generation Xers who absolutely love that stuff. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or find us on our website, GenXGrownUp.com. Life sucks as a grown-up. All right, you think that was good enough?
I hope so, man. I'm tired.
Who listens to a promo on a podcast and then goes and listens to a different podcast?
Right.
I've never done it. No. Right.